This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Optimism in the life of a believer is the byproduct of faith. It is not at all surprising, following the assurance of God's presence as we go through valleys of discouragement, despair, and grief, and after being nourished by God's Word and empowered with God's Spirit, that the psalmist optimistically declares, "Goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life," Psalm 23:6. This conviction grows out of knowing that each day is a day the Lord has made, and He chooses to rejoice and be glad in it. This is not a pie-in-the-sky mentality, or a delusional, so heavenly-minded that you are no earthly good. It is a mindset based on the promises of God. Joseph demonstrated it in Genesis 50:20. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." The New Testament equivalent is found in Romans 8:28. We know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Jeremiah the prophet declared during the time of the exile in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Leaders who exhibit such an upbeat spirit engender excitement and enthusiasm in those around them, and the synergism of such people working together will result in God doing great things through them. Whether you are a leader or follower, God wants you to live with the assurance that goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life.